This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. In a move safety advocates have long called for, DART light rail trains will get security cameras this summer. DART buses, train stations, and some bus centers already have cameras, but a stabbing last year at a downtown Dallas station sparked demands for increased security, including cameras on trains. Transportation officials also will try out facial recognition software on the cameras. The Dallas Morning News reports uses for that software could range from monitoring train capacity to alerting law enforcement when a wanted person is on a DART bus. The software won't check faces against existing law enforcement databases or driver's license records. Rather, it'll check pictures DART uploads into its own database. DART officials are still working out details, but they hope to get security cameras on all trains by 2018. Four North Texas area school superintendents met with U.S. Senator John Cornyn yesterday to discuss the new federal education law signed in December. Cornyn says he likes the new Every Child Succeeds Act, which will replace No Child Left Behind.
Washington is not very good at command and control when it comes to public education. That authority is best handled at the state and local level. If the federal government will set the standard and then provide the resources, the flexibility for these superintendents, they can then come up with the best way to achieve those outcomes.
Fort Worth Superintendent Kent Scribner likes the law's flexibility, something he said did not exist before.
We should not be asking our students what job do they want to have when they grow up. Because they're going to have multiple jobs. We should be asking our students what kinds of problems do they want to solve, what technologies, what skills, what experiences.
The superintendents also said they're still getting familiar with the details of the new law. One of the biggest documentary film festivals in Texas kicked off last night in Denton. Thin Line Film Fest mixes traditional approaches with docudramas and mockumentaries. Joshua Butler's director of the festival.
Every year we try and include films that push the edge of what a documentary is, and this year is no different. In fact, we have more of that content, and we don't specifically tell the audience what is real and what isn't, so you get to kind of make that decision for yourself as you watch the content.
More than 50 films will screen through the weekend. There's also a music festival and a photo exhibit. Visit artandseek.org for the full schedule. Our Oscar preview series continues this week with the film Spotlight. It's about a team of investigative reporters putting together the pieces of a church abuse scandal in Boston. As an investigative reporter for the Dallas Morning News, Brooks Edgerton covered a similar story about the same time. He joined our big screen team to talk about how Spotlight tells the story of getting the story.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're joined by Brooks Edgerton, who was a reporter at the Morning News for almost 24 years, many of them as an investigative reporter. Brooks, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
One of the things that Spotlight gets into is how difficult it is to investigate a body as powerful as the Catholic Church in a city like Boston. I'm wondering what that was like in Dallas.
Certainly one thing that was always in the back of my mind was that publisher of our newspaper was a leader in the church, not an ordained leader, but a powerful figure, he and his father both.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things I think the movie does a good job of is explaining how this investigation actually puts the Globe in sort of a tricky position. In fact, the paper's editor, who's played by Liev Schreiber, has to go ask the publisher for permission to take the church to court.
I'd like to challenge the protective order in the Gagin case.
You want to sue the Catholic Church?
We're just filing a motion, but yes.
You think it's that important?
Yes, I do.
Because obviously the church will fight us very hard on this, which won't go unnoticed by our subscriber base. 53% of them are Catholic.
Mm-hmm. I think they'll be interested.
I would imagine as an investigative reporter, there had to have been times where you bump up against other large institutions that maybe are in the way of your reporting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any criticism of the publisher and the prior publisher of the Morning News, you know, they did not, to my knowledge, stand in my way. At the same time, there was tremendous pressure that did slow things down, and it came from all corners, including some people inside our own newsroom.
I was impressed by the way the movie kind of showed how the sausage is made in the newsroom. Yes. And the kinds of compromises and negotiations that go into especially a story of this magnitude. I'm wondering what your feelings were about that.
To me, that's the one thing about the movie that actually elevates it beyond just sort of an ordinary story about a newsroom. It really does, for those of us who, you know, have been there, it captures the sausage making. Exactly.
And I think it also captures, particularly, there's a character played by Mark Ruffalo, who's one of the investigative reporters, and you just get the sense that he lives, eats, and breathes the story, and he cannot free his mind of the story until it's in print. Did you recall having those types of experiences?
Yeah, I mean, when I got on a hot story, I didn't sleep well, and sometimes I didn't sleep well for a year at a time. I just got off one before I left the paper recently, and you know, it's taken me a long time to stop waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure something out, or having crazy dreams where I solved some problem that didn't actually exist in the story, and I'd wake up feeling like, man, I've been on the clock all night.
Does part of you miss that kind of rush, that almost obsession that you carry with you with every story?
Not yet. I may get there. I've only been off work for maybe 6 weeks or something. Right now, I'm just loving not having that.
You're enjoying breathing.
Yeah, I am.
Brooks Edgerton, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner of our big screen team. And the forecast, sunny skies, windy today with a high of 78. The overnight low will fall to 59, breezy then as well. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78.